Home Care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing? It's Bernadette Jackson. I was calling back about the king.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, let me pull up that case. Strowman. Sorry, my computer is moving very slow today. It's a pretty straightforward care plan, nothing crazy, just bathing, dressing, cooking, cleaning, housekeeping, probably not even bathing,
basic.
To be honest with you.
Basic. Just basic. That's basic to everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a basic care plan. She is on at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's like a condominium over there. In 19130, I am trying to pull up her file, but for some reason, my computer is not cooperating. Make sure it's it. And it would be for Monday through Friday. We already have a caregiver available to work with her on the weekends.
Okay.
She did have a caregiver go over to her yesterday. She did not like this caregiver. So she's asking us to restaff it.
Okay.
Her biggest complaint was apparently the caregiver's hygiene. So
okay.
I honestly don't know if that was a legitimate, you know what I mean? So just so you're aware.
Yeah, just like us. Just like us, they have a right to say how they feel too.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So where is this? She needs a good caregiver. Yeah.
Oh, it only take me 42 minutes to get there. That ain't bad.
Light housekeeping, laundry, meal prep, assistance with dressing, supervision during showering, and help with the foot soaking. Patient lives in a small apartment with no pets, no smoking, and no children. Initially, she was looking for a caregiver with a vehicle, but that's proving very difficult. So she does live on a block where there is a grocery store there, so it shouldn't really be a hindrance that you, if you don't have a vehicle. So I just want to make sure she
has. I don't drive at all.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so. So I just want to make sure she has someone who's respectful and, you know, she'll be happy with that.
Okay.
So are you able to possibly go over there today?
Today, no, because my baby doesn't have school.
Nope.
They virtually.
Okay, you're fine. So I'm going to call her and let her know. Are you able to start tomorrow or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on this case. I'm going to have the coordinator reach out and inform her that we found her a caregiver. And, you know, just when you go over there, if she gives you a hard time or anything about anything, just let me know, you know. But
I will.
Yeah, and we're going to try to work this out without the car because, like I said, you know, not many caregivers in Philadelphia have a car.
Right.
So it's very difficult. And technically, you're not supposed to drive with the patients in the car anyway, so they shouldn't really make that part of the care plan.
Okay.
So we're going to do it like that, and I'm going to add you to the schedule. The coordinator will reach out to you to go over the clocking in and out procedure, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so her name is Valeria, so when she calls, you'll know who it is.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much, Renata. I appreciate you,
no
and
problem.
We will talk soon.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.